It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
This month, we've lost 93 American service members in Iraq, the most since October of 2005.
President Bush spoke to reporters today, and many of the questions were about Iraq. Less than 2 weeks before an election, the president emphasized he's adjusting to setbacks.
We saw how quickly al-Qaeda and other extremist groups would come to Iraq to fight and try to drive us out. We overestimated the capability of the civil service in Iraq to continue to provide essential services to the Iraqi people.
U.S. officials have said that in recent days, Iraq's government agreed to set up some form of timetable for progress. The president insists his position is still different from Democrats. The White House has repeatedly attacked its opponents when they call for a change of course. Iraq is a major issue in this fall's congressional elections, including a campaign in Vermont. That's where Martha Rainville is the Republican candidate for an open house seat. She is the former commander of Vermont's Army National Guard. NPR's David Wellner has this report from Burlington.
It's early evening at a crowded roadside pub here called the Poor House. And 55-year-old Shelley Vilmer and a couple of her friends have just ordered the Blue Plate special. You can still glimpse crimson tree leaves in the dusky light outside. In autumnal Vermont, the harrowing war in Iraq seems a world away. And yet Vilmer says her 29-year-old son, who's in the Air National Guard, has been sent twice to Iraq. And he's due for a third tour there next summer.
As a mom, I don't like it. But, you know, again, I am proud of him for doing what he believes he needs to do.
Vilmer, who voted twice for President Bush and supports GOP House candidate Rainville, feels torn about a pullout of U.S. forces there.
I think we should start bringing people home, start having fewer people over there. But then again, I feel bad for the soldiers and airmen and all the other men, women that are over there, you know, because, I mean, someone's going to stay over there. And I feel bad about that.
At a nearby table, 35-year-old Selena Aguirre says she has several friends who've been sent to Iraq. A Democrat who's still undecided about the House race, she calls the war ridiculous.
I don't feel like the war is worth it, and I don't know where it's going, but it's pretty scary, actually. I really worry about the people over there and not really knowing what they're fighting for right now.
Sipping a beer nearby is 36-year-old Allison Lowry. She's a soil scientist and independent who says she, too, has friends who've been sent to fight in Iraq.
One guy is anti-Bush because of it and thinks he's in the Guard and does not see why we're over there at all.
Both Lowry and a friend, Jeff Bordeaux, say they're undecided about the House race. What brought the war home to Bordeaux, he says, is when a buddy who played pickup hockey with him got sent to Iraq and was killed there 3 months later.
It just shocked me. Because then I felt guilty after that because here we're playing hockey, having a great time over here, and he enjoyed that game and he's gone.
Down the road in the town of Winooski, 52-year-old Dave Bissonnette sits alone at the bar of the local VFW hall. His nephew's been sent to Iraq, and so has the son of a friend who he says wants the U.S. out of the Iraq war tomorrow.
I support it in the beginning. I still support it, but it's time. It's gone too long. Too long. Too many are getting killed.
At Papa Frank's, a nearby Italian eatery, a 73-year-old retired contractor named Ted Jones says he plans to vote for Democratic House candidate Peter Welch. To his regret, he says, he voted in 2000 for President Bush and supported invading Iraq.
I figured we'd go in, get out, and that'd be the end of it. But this thing has become too dragged out, and we've lost too many valuable American men. And I have a son that's in the military now, too. In fact, he's in Kuwait. So I think that we should make some real effort to move our troops out of there. Not necessarily start tomorrow moving them out, but I mean, maybe by the middle of next year, we should have all our troops out of there.
For 55-year-old realtor Charlotte Gardner, a Rainville supporter who twice voted for President Bush, the war in hindsight was indeed a mistake.
I think we should pull out as slowly as we can to let the Iraqi government and the Iraqi army take over. It's tough because it's never going to be a winning situation.
While it's not clear how much the Iraq war will determine the outcome of the close House race here, Vermonters do seem to agree that whether to pull out of Iraq is not the question, but how soon. David Wellna, NPR News, Burlington, Vermont.